Well, it's 23 minutes after 6 o'clock, and you're with KQRS in Golden Valley. Brownie McGee is with us in the studio tonight. Brownie?
Thank you, Kevin, for allowing me this privilege to come out and chat with the radio audience out there.
Well, we like to hear it. We like to keep track of who's in town and what they're doing, and you're at the Hull Coffee House tonight.
That's right. My last night, too, and I really, you know how it is. We only get here for two or three nights, and it's been lately two nights.
Right.
But we have excellent crowds.
Great.
You usually
have about one or two concerts here in the cities each year? Or you try and get back here at least once a year.
Well, at least once a year, but we get here twice a year.
Yeah. I remember, like, the last time we were talking about the last time I saw you here, I don't know if it was the last time you were in town, was the Northrop concert, and that was the night that you were fronting for Bonnie Raitt, and somebody called in a bomb scare. I think it was... It was almost a year ago, because I think it was anniversary of Kent State or something like that. Maybe not.
Very much, I got excited about it, and I left. Stayed at the airport all
night. Yeah, you stayed in the airport. Okay, well, I can't. You didn't want to go back at all. You didn't want to go back to stay around Northrop at all.
I wanted to, but after you get excited, you understand, it's best to follow your own judgment about it. So I didn't know whether there was anything there or not.
Yeah.
But they tell me later that they didn't find anything, or whatever it was. It was just absolutely a...
That's always a drag.
...make-believe thing. So I was glad I was away.
Yeah. Well, you're back in town, and where do you go from here? We're going to do the interview backwards. We're going to talk about what you're doing now and what you'll do in the future, and then go back a bit.
Well, yeah, this is our last stop. I'm taking 10 days off and going to California, where I live, to be with my children and my grandchildren for Thanksgiving. My birthday comes up on the 30th. I'm a little older than water.
November 30th.
November 30th, yeah.
You're a Scorpio then, right?
No, I'm Sag.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, it flipped over.
And I haven't had any time off. We just come from Germany and Switzerland. We did about 17 one-nighters between Germany and Switzerland.
One-nighters in Europe. It's kind of hard. Did you have any specific problems touring in Europe?
No problem.
Other than language and stuff like that?
No language. We never have a language problem.
Really?
No, we never have a language problem anywhere we go. Because music seems to be a universal language. And the appreciation of rhythm of other people, I think they seem to understand that. And it's a must, mostly in all countries, that people study English. And some of our albums have been translated from English to French. I haven't noticed anything in German yet, because we are still building this audience there. And Switzerland is very, very, very beautiful country.
Yeah, I've heard.
And Holland.
Yeah, so you liked Europe.
Well, you know, you asked me, do I like Europe? I think the people like us. Otherwise, the promoter seems to want us over there quite often. See, I wouldn't just jump up and say, and call them up and say, I'm coming over.
Right.
But I do have the privilege of accepting, and I've been turning it down as far as Australia and New Zealand. I just told them I was on the marquee too much over there, and I thought I'd give them a break for a year or so.
How often do you tour? Like, how much of a percentage of a year do you tour?
Well, being honest about it, just taking out traveling time, we 11 months on the road.
That's really hard.
It's not hard. It's very enjoyable.
Really? You've been doing it for a long time?
Well, for the last 20 years.
But everybody all over the world can relate to blues.
Well, I think so. Blues is... I just wrote a new song. The blues has had a baby, and they called it rock and roll. And so people wants to know exactly what the foundation of it is, and I'm a part of that cause.
Is that song going to be on your new album?
That's on my new album, yes.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about it? What label is it on?
It's on Blue Labor, and I got involved with two guys, one German guy and one Southern fellow. And I was asked to do an album. It'd take me about 6 months to do it. And I thought, after I wrote the song of Blues Had a Baby in 1960, when rock and roll began to get warm, and I figured it was a little too early to do it in 60. I wanted to give rock and roll a chance to survive if it was going to, and it did. And so it's 20 years old.
But look what's happened to it.
That's what I'm saying. Well, it's happened, and I figured it was time for me to come out with a new song.
Right.
The Blues Had a Baby.
What do you think about the whole disco scene and where R&B has gotten to in the last... It seems like jazz and R&B are sort of rolling to... Either jazz is rolling to avant-garde, or it's rolling kind of back to disco. And R&B is... Well, like the thing with Barry White. Do you ever feel any pressure to do any type of song that's, you know, formula like that?
No, I don't see any reason that I should move out of my my area, because I don't think anybody's doing anything that we haven't done, because I feel that I'm a part of the foundation of what's going on in America. And when you feel that you're on that solid foundation, I don't want to move. I'm not going to move. Because if I start to moving around, I may not get back to where I was. And the main thing is I'm solid, type of things that I'm doing, and I'm unmovable. Believe that. I can do that kind of thing, but I do it in my veins, so automatically wouldn't be any pressure on me at all to keep on doing what I'm doing for 30 years or more.
Yeah, it's been there for a long time.
Well, a foundation, and I'm part of that foundation.
Exactly. We're going to listen to another song, and we're going to talk about a little bit of that foundation in a minute, okay?
Be all right.
All right. We're going to do a song called Walking My Blues Away. This is also from the same album. You Bring Out the Boogie in Me, Brownie McGee and Sonny Terry. Music from an album that gets played a lot here at KQRS. You Bring Out the Boogie in Me, an old AM release by Brownie McGee and Sonny Terry. And that was called Walking My Blues Away. You were playing some nice guitar during that little piece there to everybody. Nobody heard it, though. Just us here in the studio. That's great.
just remind me of it when we recorded it, you know. It was John Mayall on the piano.
That's right. You played with him for a while.
Yeah, I knew John before he left England, yeah. I met him in 1958, 59, somewhere along 58 and 59. I think it was in Manchester.
He's come a long way since.
Well, yeah, John is doing some nice things, too. Producing also, and he's got some good albums out. And we've did live concerts in Canada. We haven't did anything in the States together, but we did some concerts at Montreal.
Yeah, getting back to your new album, who's playing on that? You mentioned a couple people to me before.
The drummer. I was introduced to the bass and the drummer, but I have Sam Price, who used to be affiliated with the rhythm and blues of Decca Records back in his days, which he's called a teenage grandfather now. And I have Louisiana Red on slide guitar, and I have Bobby Foster on lead guitar. And then I also have a young harmonica player called Sugar Blue blowing the harmonica. And I'm doing the vocal and on the guitar myself. And also I've got some piano sides. I play two sides of me playing piano with the backup of the drums.
Sounds nice. Speaking about harmonica players, Sonny Terry is with you tonight, but I was just thinking about, I read somewhere about a guy named Norton Buffalo. You heard of him?
No, it doesn't ring a bell.
He apparently is a really good harp player who just toured with Steve Miller and has done a whole bunch of stuff with other people. I was wondering if you knew about him. They say he's incredible. He can play four harps at a time.
Well, those are gimmicks. That's right. I like some fellas to do with those gimmicks when they do them.
You just got some nice simple blues that you lay down. Would you like to do a couple of riffs right now for us?
Yeah.
Let me see how it sounds through the headphones so I can get it the best possible way. All right.
I'm not punching this number, but I do like it since it's out. And Muddy Waters is going to make it. And then there's a Climax Blues Band in England is thinking about doing it. Give you my little version of it without any rhythm section or anything at all. The blues had a baby and they called it rock and roll. You know the blues is a mother. Don't forget it, brother. It's been having sex with the world a long time. It's been underestimated because it was segregated. Now the story must be told. You know the blues had a baby and they calling it rock and roll. From Bessie Smith to Janis Joplin, the blues has been a popping. Lady Day, she sang the blues. California to Japan and other foreign land. That's the way the story goes. You know the blues had a baby and they calling it rock and roll, yeah. Blues had an offspring, that ain't no big thing. I want to tell you the reason why. We're in the same boat, brother. We got to love one another. Come on in out of the cold. You know the blues had a baby and they calling it rock and roll. The blues had a baby and they calling it rock and roll. Now listen, everybody, don't get excited. It ain't no secret anymore. Because I'm not ashamed, I hold no one to blame. Right on, I've paid the toll. Yeah, the blues had a baby and they calling it rock and roll. What else you got to say? You don't have to worry about the days to come. You can see what's been done. The blues have had a ball. From jazz, spiritual, and swing. Boogie-woogie and everything. It's touched the young. It touched the old. Well, the blues had a baby and they calling it rock and roll. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Great. Thank you.
Yeah, and they call it rock and roll. That's on my new album, yeah. Nice rhythm section you got, and I was very pleased with the way it came out.
Have you got a name for the new album?
I have another song on the new album. It's called Blues, Truthful Blues, but I don't know what they're going to name the album, Blues is Truth or Truthful Blues. But we did come together on those two titles. Between those two titles, it'll be one, Blues is Truth or Truthful Blues.
You mentioned in that song about what's to come. What do you see in store for blues?
Blues is going to live forever. There's no, you can't get rid of it. Because as I stated before, it's the foundation. My belief and my feeling, it's the foundation of everything. And it's so solid you can't move it.
When did you start playing blues?
Well, really I was born with the blues, to tell you the truth about it. My mother had them, my daddy had them too. So really, when I started to play them, I was in a family of blues. My daddy was a black sheep of the family, and he played the blues on guitar. But he wasn't a professional blues player, but in the evening when he come from his hard day labor, I could hear and I could see the teardrops. I had a feeling of what he was singing about, although I didn't understand it at the time, but I know it had to be something that he felt.
Where was your, where was your first professional, gig?
My first professional gig was with Paul Robeson in Washington, D.C., at what was known as the Riverside Stadium in the early 40s.
So that's, what, 20, 30, 35 years,
yeah, that's right?
And you've been with Sonny Terry for a long time, 33 or something like that.
Well, people says I've been with Sonny Terry. I was sent to meet Sonny Terry. Sonny Terry was with somebody else. And when I met Sonny Terry, I had a harmonica player too, but unfortunately enough, his guitar player died that Sonny was playing with. And I went over to meet Sonny, and off and on, we've been riff-raffing together for 37 years now, going on 38.
That's a long time. What's a relationship like that with between you and him after this long?
Well, it's not a relationship because he lives in East Coast and I live on the West Coast. It hasn't been that way always, but we've always lived our lives separately. We are individualists. I don't know whether people realize that or not, but to know that, Sonny has a style of his own and I have a style of my own. But we have pooled our resources.
Make it sound really good.
Well,
that's what people pay for, you know.
I say we're not a team because you can't be a team unless you put something together as a team. You have to support a man's ability to the best you possibly can rather than to take him out of his individuality thing that he's doing. And I have tried to, for the last 30 years, I've tried not to bother him at all. Whatever he wants to do, let him do it. Because it's impossible for you to do what I'm doing.
Yeah, are you saying you stay almost completely separate then?
Yeah, we don't, because, you know, we don't just say, we have did some duets together, but it's a matter of overtones and undertones. You know what, it's not just, people say it's harmony, but I like them, I enjoy them saying it.
Yeah.
But it's just a matter of the versatility of, if he's leading the song, I can sing undertones, overtones without hurting him at all.
That's good. Yeah, you do it quite well together.
Well, that's what happened.
And solo, too. You sound really good. We're going to hear Sonny Terry doing a solo from an old album that I brought in from my personal collection that I picked up somewhere a long time ago. So recording, 1958 recording on Folkways Records. And we're going to listen to a song called Women's Blues, Corina. This is Sonny Terry from an album called Harmonica and Vocal Solos.
Great tall and young, look more than you never done took my baby, left me standing here. Yeah, done took my baby, left me standing here. Yeah, if you done took my sweet little woman and left me standing here. See, rider. Now what you done, whoa, done made me love you. Now you and your man done gone. Whoa, done made me love you. Now you and your man done gone. Well, you done made me love you, Corina. You and your man done gone. Well, you know, I got Ned over to the train. Untuck and gone. He gone with it. I don't know what to do about it. Think I play a little blues now. Yes, you know, it's too bad to be lonesome. Well, I ain't got no sweet potato. Frog done killed divine. Whoa, blues ain't nothing but a little cold rain on my mind. Whoa, 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 blues ain't nothing but a little cold rain on my mind. Whoa, 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 Lord, blues ain't nothing but cold rain on my mind. Cold rain, please come back.
That's music from an old album by Sonny Terry called Harmonica and Vocals Solos, and a song called Corina, Women's Blues. And we're back with Brownie McGee, who is in town tonight with Sonny Terry. And you're going to be doing two sets at the Hole tonight.
Yeah, we'll do two sets tonight to finish up.
Great. Say, can I ask another favor of you? Could you play another tune? Do you have another one that you'd like to play for us? Great.
From, I hope it's the title of my album. My father said these words, followed me down through the years. Yes, yes, he said, believe half you see, son. Don't believe nothing that you hear. I said, why, daddy? He says, the grave holds secrets, son. Lord, that will never be told. My father said these words. Followed me for so many years. Yes, yes, I only believe half that I see. Lord, and nothing that I hear. Ain't that the truth? He says there's a many broken hearts, son, that never sheds no tears. That's a beautiful truth. He went on to tell me. He says the long, well, the longer the road, son. Short, well, the short of the turn. Yes, yes. He said, I want to tell you something, son. You'll never grow too old to learn. I said, why, daddy? He says, old coals will kindle. They will light up and begin to burn. He says, that's love, hate. I said, tell me some more. He says, the tall, well, the tall of the tree, boy. The deep, well, the deep of the roots. Yes, yes. Then he says, the black of the berry, son. Don't you know the sweet of the juice? Keep talking. He said, with every rose that you gather, son, you're gonna get some thorns too. That's when I asked him to tell me some more. He said, if you want to be loved, son, here's what you got to do. Yes, yes, boy, you've got to love somebody. You want somebody to love you, that's the truth too. Then he whispered and said, don't let your right hand, son, know what your left hand do. Keep on talking, daddy. He says, a man, son, a man, a man. A man ain't nothing but a man. Yes, yes, so much I could tell you about life, boy. But I believe you're too young to understand. I said, tell it, daddy. You're gonna see so many people pretending they're happy, boy, when they're just catching as catch can. Ain't that the beautiful truth? My father said these words.
They still found me people for so many years. I only believe half that I see. I don't believe nothing that I hear. Tell it like it is. I'm the one with that broken heart that never sheds no tears. Ain't that the beautiful truth? Truth all the way.
That's beautiful. A beautiful truth.
That's the truth
from
blues.
Brownie McGee. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I'm teaching my sons that. I have two. I'm telling the same thing he said to me. I knew it would come to pass sometime in my life.
How old are they?
Well, I've got
some. You got grandchildren, so they must
and
be.
One great-grand. 13 grand. One great-grand. I got my oldest son is 23, going on 24, and I have a baby boy that's 9.
Great. Are they? And they're out in California.
California. Right? My youngest son is in Canada. He's in school up there with his mother.
They ever come see you tour anywhere? I mean, you said you're on the road 11 months out of the
year. Yeah, well, I'll be going into Canada right after my birthday. I'll be going to Winnipeg, and then after Winnipeg, I'll be going to Edmonton and Calgary and Vancouver.
You gonna rest ever?
Well, I'm resting now.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah. So automatically, when you're doing what you like to do, there's nothing. I don't think a man gets tired of doing what he wants to do when he likes to do it. But when you're forced to do things, then you really get tired. But I like to play, and music is my life, my love, my joy, my everything. And it's helped me to raise a family. And what else can I say or do?
Well, we've really appreciated what you've done for us musically. I can say we'll appreciate whatever you come out with later.
And I'll make sure that you get my new album as soon as I get home. If it's there, I'll mail it right back to the station.
Great. Send us
not only one. I'll send you some copies.
Sounds good, because we're kind of hard on them. You know, peanut butter on the grooves and stuff like that.
Anybody listening, if you can get onto the whole coffee house tonight, this is our last night there until we come back again. Love to see you down.
Yeah, definitely. Try and catch it. Doors open at 8:30, and the music starts around 9 o'clock tonight, and you'll be on right
about
around 10.
Around 10.
Okay, thanks very much for coming by.
Thank you, Kevin, for allowing me this privilege.
Great. We're going to listen to another song from this nice one album that we have here called You Bring Out the Boogie in Me, Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee. Thanks again, Brownie.
Chocolate
very
cookie.
On the road again.
Do you know actually how long me and you have been together?
Yeah, put a close around about 33 years.
It's a long time to be with a man, ain't
it? One another.
What do you mean?
We were with one another.
Did I ever tell you about the first guitar I ever bought? So a fellow lived across the street in front of me, had a guitar, and so he said, I sell it to you for $1.25, McGee. I didn't have $1.25, and I said, I'd give him 50 cents down. He let me have the guitar. And do you know I was 3 years paying him for that guitar? And he threatened to take it back so many times.
I know the first harmonica I played was 25-inch harmonica. And I had to wait the whole week for that quarter.
A lot of things have happened through the years.
You're right.
You don't tell people about it, they really don't know about it.
Well, I never forget I think about this thing a whole lot of times. So we decided we go in this supermarket and get us some cold cuts. Cold time, you said, that Godfather, man, think we got to take some out, no pay for it.
Well, you couldn't see and I couldn't run. What are we going to take?
So we drove up to this gas station. Brownie took his home. The man come out. Brownie said, fill him up. He looked. I don't sell no black gas, man. I said, good God almighty.
He didn't even have no black water. The only thing he had dark was Coke, and he didn't sell them to us.
That's right.
Let's get out of this town. It don't make sense.
So Brownie started up the car and we back on the road again.
On the road again.
On the road again.
Save your tears for me, mama.
You know, man, when we were living in Harlem, that New York, man, 1944 and 48 and all that, you used to drink all that liquor. You used to buy a pint, you know, and I'd drink half, you drink half. You told me, say, son, let me get mine first, because you don't see what you're drinking. Then we'll get drunk, then coming down the street, staggering along. He said, well, Sonny, said, man, you walk for me and I'll see for you.
But you know, when I first met you, son, I really didn't think that you had a handicap. Yeah, but you was crossing highways and byways and everything. I didn't realize that until, I really didn't know it until we got to New York.
Oh, I could cook it and everything, but I don't know. Maybe nobody would eat it but me, but I don't know.
Remember the time you cooked the chicken with the tag on?
No.
But I ain't going down.
But I ain't going down.
That lonesome road by myself.
A lonesome road by myself.
funny when you were telling me, I always wanted to write about that. It was true about the man swindling you out of some money. You played for him for a long time. Who was that guy?
That guy who got a call, Doc. He sold medicine.
Oh, medicine show.
He won't pay him but $3 a week, you know, and he was about 4 weeks in the hole, man. He didn't pay me that. So I said, man, I need my money. Give me my money. He hold on and knock me on the tail. He tell when I come out with a 38, he know I had that. And he had on a pair of white pants. You know, I couldn't see good, but I could see the white pants he had on. And I just shot right at them white pants. The lady was running around the restaurant and said, call the police. This blind man got to kill everybody.
He was on the road again. Did he get away?
We're on the road again.
We're on the road again.
We're on the road again.
We're on the road
again. Oh, what a day. It was yesterday. I wouldn't take a million for my past. You remember Big Bill?
Yeah, that's right.
He did a lot of things with Woody, too, but a lot of mine didn't come out. That's when Woody had called us the Streamline Singers. We were Streamline, $15, all we could get for the three of us.
Right.
Josh was a good friend of ours. Josh Wright, you know.
Yeah.
When we first come to New York, Josh and Led was a team.
That's right. We were on the ride on the road and Led Better Die.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, we was in St. Louis. He died in 1949.
Who are some of the other people you've made records with? I mean, you know, I pick them up now. What? Champion Jack Dupree?
Champion Jack Dupree, Big Bill, and Lightning Hawkins.
That's right, Sam Hawkins.
Yeah, you know the first guy I made before I met you.
Well, we did some things with Memphis Slim, too, but it was in Germany, right?
Yeah.
T-Bone Walker. Yeah, and John Lee Hooker.
Yeah, John Lee Hooker.
Shaky J.
Shaky J.
Good gracious, man. What's all those cats?
Yeah.
Sitting here thinking about some of the musicians people don't even know about. We played with the Birds. Remember the concert we had with John Mayall?
That's right.
In Canada.
That's right.
I thought that was a lovely one.
That's right.
And we did tour with B.B. King too.
That's right. Overseas. We were a month over there with him. B.B. King.
When did you first meet Todd?
Todd? I must have met Todd much of him in the early 60s.
What was the Can Heat? Remember we got the contract in New York about...
Get ready to go on down.
And I come and ask you, I said, who's Can Heat? And we didn't know. We went to the agency. What's this Can Heat on here for, man? We don't deal in Can Heat. That used to be a drink yesterday.
Yeah.
We're on.
That's music from Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee. From one of the very few albums that we have here of them at KQRS, You Bring Out the Boogie in Me, and again, they'll be at the Hole Coffee House tonight. I'd like to thank Brownie for coming down and spending some time with us and playing a little bit. That was a nice surprise. It's 3 minutes before 7, and we have to go back to lots of business because we took up a lot of time. And Saturday is a busy night. Just ask anyone around here who makes the money.